journey through Lent is nearly over, but we continue to look for green shoots in the desert, to look for hope in place of despair. On this Palm Sunday, with Christians around the world, we remember Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem. We marvel again at his determination to fulfill his mission, even though he knew it would mean betrayal, humiliation, suffering, and death on a cross. His steady progress towards the cross did not mean that he found the way easy, or that he was unmoved by the prospect of the pain he would have to endure. In the reading from Matthew's Gospel, we heard about this. After Jesus and his disciples had sung the final hymn of the Passover celebration, which they had shared together, they went to the Garden of Gethsemane. There, Jesus voiced his distress and his dread of what was about to happen as he took on himself the responsibility for the sins of the whole world. He prayed with an intensity known to few of us. He prayed not once, but three times. Each time he asked for the same thing, that he would be spared from suffering and death on a cross. Although his persistent prayer shows determination and confidence, it was not answered in the way he had hoped. He had to die, but 3 days later he was transformed and raised to everlasting life, reigning in heaven where he continually prays for us. Perhaps just now you are experiencing anxiety or fear or despair because of your circumstances. Perhaps the future looks very bleak. Perhaps you are ill. Or perhaps you are in a situation that you can't explain adequately and consequently have to endure the misunderstanding or lack of sympathy of family and friends. There are two ways that bring relief as you wait for a resolution to your problems. Two ways that will enable the green shoots of recovery to begin to grow. The first is this: don't pretend your problems don't exist. That's rarely helpful. Jesus, together with other people we read about in the Bible, including the writers of Psalm 31 and Isaiah 50, whose words we read earlier, all expressed their feelings of frustration or anger or fear in the circumstances when they became intolerable for them. Express your worries or your sadness or your fears or your anxieties to a trusted friend or a professional worker. Members of the chaplaincy team in this hospital are always willing to listen and to be supportive for as long as necessary. The second most helpful thing is never to stop praying. God knows your circumstances, and because Jesus suffered, he knows exactly how you feel. Don't stop believing that your Heavenly Father will do what is best for you. Trust him, for he is able to do far more than you can ask or think. Pray constantly and confide in a trusted friend, and so enable hope to replace despair.